Pruebas de certificación. Escucharás el audio dos veces. Dispones de 2 minutos para leer la tarea, 1 minuto entre escuchas, 1 minuto al finalizar la segunda escucha. Tarea 1.
Zero.
I have Asperger's syndrome, I have ADHD, chronic anxiety, and I've never been diagnosed with it, but I'm positive I have Tourette's. And what that means for me is that I have tics, I don't pay attention very well, I'm always full of energy, and I used to get very anxious and have panic attacks every day and be physically sick over the worry of things.
Autism, for us, it's an invisible condition. So you look at Luke and you can't see that he's autistic. The only way that you know he's autistic is by his behaviour.
If I'm having a bad day, that means that I'll be twitching constantly and I won't be able to have a conversation or make eye contact with anyone. I'll be wanting to be completely on my own, and my mind will be fluttering. I won't be able to pay attention to anything for more than 2 seconds. That my eyes will be darting around trying to find anything to distract.
His brain doesn't function the same way. He doesn't think the same way. He doesn't feel the same way. He has extra sensitivities to light, to sound, to smell. He quite often vomits because of smell or something doesn't taste right.
One.
My life growing up with autism was very difficult and a nightmare, really. I was, as my mum will probably tell you, hell on 2 legs.
I think early diagnosis is absolutely vital. If Luke had been diagnosed earlier, there are 2 areas in which that would have helped him majorly. Number one is with education, because he didn't know how to fit in, and it isolated him enormously. And that the knock-on effect of being isolated affected his self-esteem, and then his anxiety grew massive because he knew that he couldn't control himself. He knew he couldn't behave in a way that was expected of him, but he had no idea why or how to change himself. And had we known that he was autistic and had he had the correct help, I'm sure that he wouldn't have been expelled from school age 15 and have been through that awful time where he tried to kill himself because he just thought that he was no good at anything.
Two.
I was treated differently by teachers who didn't understand my behaviour and why I was doing these things and wasn't able to communicate or make eye contact, for example, and was just on my own little planet. And the other kids, obviously, children are cruel and didn't understand me. And because I was odd, I was victimised for that.
people would enjoy winding him up because they knew they'd get a good response from him and that would disrupt the lesson for them. So the bullying actually got to the point where Luke himself hated going to school. He developed a school phobia and I would have to make him go because I was in trouble if he didn't go to school. So it became a really anxious, horrible time. Waking Luke up to go to school was like torture.
I really struggled at mainstream school because as I said, I didn't fit in. I was like being on an alien planet. And they tried to give me help, but to be fair, I had one TA who did understand me and was trying to help me out, had no real friends, and all the other teachers in the school just thought I was in naughty adolescent or was answering back because out of cheek rather than a genuine misunderstanding or lack or interest. And also being ADD, if you're in a classroom with 30 people, you don't understand what's going on. You have no interest in the subject and there's much more interesting things in the classroom. You'll sit and fiddle with a pencil for 4 hours as opposed to doing the work.
3.
What I'd say autism is a classification of an alternative way of thinking because everybody on the planet is on the autistic spectrum. And autistic labels are made up of someone who has so many characteristics and traits or labels within a certain category to be given a label for the general public to understand why they think that way. And although those the labels are in place, like, you know, Asperger's, dyspraxia, but then people don't tend to understand what those labels entail, what traits are in them and what that means about that person, what they have to go through.
But it's really his understanding of language is incredibly different. He's very literal. So if you said something to him, like, for example, there's a story behind that picture, he would want to physically see the story behind the picture. He would take that very literally. And he wouldn't understand gesture, facial or subtle gesture or body language. So when somebody is autistic and they can't give you eye contact, that's not because they don't like looking in your eyes. That's because they find it uncomfortable to look at your face and listen to your words because they're using too many of their senses. So they can only do one or the other.
4.
It's extremely tiring. I'm very glad I'm hyperactive, to be honest, because otherwise, you know, because everything you do, you have to think about. You have to think about making eye contact. You have to think about walking. You have to think about just trying not to say the wrong thing or to say it in the right way.
Our children are brilliant. They're really amazing children. They show you a completely different life to the one that you thought you were going to have. I wouldn't swap Luke for the world. I treasure everything he's taught me, and he's taught me more than anyone else ever could or would do about what's really important in life.
It gives me a reason to get up in the mornings just because there's so much interesting stuff out there in the world and in life, and my curiosity is endless, and I just... not necessarily like, oh, what's the square root of pi? Oh, I find that really interesting. But no, just people and just how different people react to certain things. And yeah, I just find life so interesting.
Zero.
I have Asperger's syndrome, I have ADHD, chronic anxiety, and I've never been diagnosed with it, but I'm positive I have Tourette's. And what that means for me is that I have tics, like don't pay attention very well, I'm always full of energy, and I used to get very anxious and have panic attacks every day and be physically sick over the worry of things.
Autism for us, it's an invisible condition. So you look at Luke and you can't see that he's autistic. The only way that you know he's autistic is by his behavior.
If I'm having a bad day, that means that I'll be twitching constantly and that I'll won't be able to have a conversation or make eye contact with anyone. I'll be want to be completely on my own and that I'll just, my mind will be fluttering. I won't be able to pay attention to anything for more than 2 seconds, that my eyes will be darting around trying to find anything to distract.
His brain doesn't function the same way. He doesn't think the same way. He doesn't feel the same way. He has extra sensitivities to light, to sound, to smell. He quite often vomits because of smell or something doesn't taste right.
One.
My life growing up with autism was very difficult and a nightmare, really. I was, as my mum will probably tell you, hell on 2 legs.
I think early diagnosis is absolutely vital. If Luke had been diagnosed earlier, there are 2 areas in which that would have helped him majorly. Number one is with education, because he didn't know how to fit in, and it isolated him enormously. And that the knock-on effect of being isolated affected his self-esteem, and then his anxiety grew massive because he knew that he couldn't control himself. He knew he couldn't behave in a way that was expected of him, but he had no idea why or how to change himself. And had we known that he was autistic and had he had the correct help, I'm sure that he wouldn't have been expelled from school age 15 and have been through that awful time where he tried to kill himself because he just thought that he was no good at anything.
I was treated differently by teachers who didn't understand my behaviour and why I was doing these things and wasn't able to communicate or make eye contact, for example, and was just on my own little planet. And the other kids, obviously, children are cruel and didn't understand me. And because I was odd, I was victimised for that.
People would enjoy winding him up because they knew they'd get a good response from him and that would disrupt the lesson for them. So the bullying actually got to the point where Luke himself hated going to school. He developed a school phobia, and I would have to make him go because I was in trouble if he didn't go to school. So it became a really anxious, horrible time. Waking Luke up to go to school was like torture.
I really struggled at mainstream school because I as I said, I didn't fit in. I was like being on an alien planet, and they tried to give me help, but to be fair, I had one TA who did understand me and was trying to help me out, had no real friends, and all the other teachers in the school just thought I was a naughty adolescent or was answering back because out of cheek rather than a genuine misunderstanding or lack or interest. And also being ADD, if you're in a classroom with 30 people, you don't understand what's going on, you have no interest in the subject, and there's much more interesting things in the classroom. You'll sit and fiddle with a pencil for 4 hours as opposed to doing the work.
3.
What I'd say autism is a classification of an alternative way of thinking, because everybody on the planet is on the autistic spectrum. And autistic labels are made up of someone who has so many characteristics and traits or labels within a certain category to be given a label for the general public to understand why they think that way. And although those the labels are in place, like, you know, Asperger's, dyspraxia, but then people don't tend to understand what those labels entail, what traits are in them and what that means about that person, what they have to go through.
But it's really, his understanding of language is incredibly different. He's very literal. So if you said something to him, like, for example, there's a story behind that picture, he would want to see, physically see the story behind the picture. He would take that very literally. And he wouldn't understand gesture, facial or subtle gesture or body language. So when somebody is autistic and they can't give you eye contact, that's not because they don't like looking in your eyes. That's because they find it uncomfortable to look at your face and listen to your words because they're using too many of their senses, so they can only do one or the other.
4.
It's extremely tiring. I'm very glad I'm hyperactive, to be honest, because otherwise, you know, because everything you do, you have to think about. You have to think about making eye contact. You have to think about walking. You have to think about just trying not to say the wrong thing or to say it in the right way.
Our children are brilliant. They're really amazing children. They show you a completely different life to the one that you thought you were going to have. I wouldn't swap Luke for the world. I treasure everything he's taught me, and he's taught me more than anyone else ever could or would do about what's really important in life.
It gives me a reason to get up in the mornings just because there's so much interesting stuff out there in the world and in life, and my curiosity is endless, and I just... not necessarily like, oh, what's the square root of pi? Oh, I find that really interesting. But no, just people and just how different people react to certain things. And yeah, I just find life so interesting.